Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Phil, I hear that there's things happening in the sort of country footy.
All sorts of things happening. First of all, Rick, I want to I spent Saturday all morning and part of the afternoon at the convenience Elizabeth Oval, anyhow, Central's Oval, watching the girls kicked off.
Oh, right. Have they got a new sponsor or something?
Yeah, something.
Oh, ex-convenience.
Yeah, ex-convenience. Oh, that's right. That was it. Yep. And anyhow, watched Central's get a hiding from Norwood, but that was all right. It was a good day. Sat with my sisters there and watched my niece, she's the captain of the Central's, and watched her play, and they got beaten about 3-7, it was roughly.
Oh, that's a high scoring game for
the
ladies.
Yeah, it was. No, it wasn't a bad, it wasn't too bad a game. Right. Look, it was just good to see a bit of footy getting kicked around. You know? Not all that well at times, but it was getting kicked around.
Now, what's happening in this?
Look, Adelaide Plains League. Butte's coming into the Adelaide Plains for the year.
Is that Beauty or Butte?
Butte.
Oh, Butte.
Butte from the York Peninsula. They're not playing their season at all, and they want to have a season. So they've come down here to the Adelaide Plains, and they'll play in the Adelaide Plains, which I think they'll have to change their Guernseys because they're the Roosters. So are Two Wills of the Roosters. So I'd say that there will be when they play Two Wills, they'll obviously have to, one of them have to change. So,
That's a dedicated effort, isn't
it? Yeah, about 90 minutes, I think. Either way, I think they've got a bit of a travel. So, amateur leagues kicked off. The lower grades in the amateur league are kicked off. Div 1 kicks off this week, Rick.
Oh, right.
Yeah, all the Div 1. Supposedly playing for no money.
Well, we have to laugh a bit, don't we? Yeah. I mean, I think the concept of the inverted commas travel allowance covers a multitude of sins, doesn't it?
Well, huge influx of players into the Adelaide Footy League, which is called, or we'll call it amateur league or whatever. Huge influx of country players because there's obviously no paying in the country either.
Well, that's right. Is it true that it's compulsory that they all drive to the ground via Alice Springs and back?
They just enjoy driving these guys in the country, to come and play it in the Barossa and different leagues, picking on the Barossa League.
No.
But, there's been a lot of good country footballers, ex-league footballers, coming back to the Adelaide Footy League.
And of course, the Barossa's not that far away now, either.
18th of July they kick off, Rick. I've seen the program.
You've seen the
program? Yeah, the program is out. Send it to you if you're on Facebook. I could flick it to you, but you're not on Facebook, so I can't flick you the... I could do is probably try and get one printed off somehow.
You could, I suppose. The only thing I know is that the King of Kapunda actually let me know some time ago that Kapunda are playing South Gawler in the first game, I believe.
That is because I flicked it to him.
Oh, say no more.
So there's a bit of happening in the, the Country League and the Adelaide Footy League, and they kick off in the next couple of weeks. They're obviously the country.
Are they allowed to use change rooms and all that sort of thing again? I don't think they're allowed.
No, I'm not too sure, but I don't think they're allowed to shower and things like that. Right. I think they've got to leave without a shower and that sort of thing, unless it's changed. I mean, everything's changing every day now, Rick, as we know.
Sometimes twice a day.
More people into the bars and casinos open and whatever else. Except in Victoria. But who wants to go to South Australia anyway?
Well, exactly.
Would want to come here?
Seriously, what is going to happen with this fixture
for the AFL?
It is a huge mess. Because I don't know
whether we're going behind already, aren't we?
That's right. But, I mean, on top of that, given that each side was only going to play each other once, right?
Yep.
Now, I don't know what happens because we're going to run out. If we can't play Victorian sides... We've already played the Western Australian sides.
You have to keep playing them.
Well,
play Gold Coast 3 times. And
well, otherwise we've run out, haven't we?
Yeah. Well, I'll have to go into that 14-day.
The other thing that worries me, and I know I'm presuming, and I hope that the powers that be stand up and count, because there is more to life than the AFL football,
is that...
I mean, there's talk about... how the AFL can circumvent the situation by sending literally Melbourne-based teams to, say, Brisbane and then enter South Australia or something, whatever the schemes are. Now, that's against the principles of trying to keep this virus out.
Yep.
And if they resort to that, then they really have lost the plot. And yeah. I think the states have to stand up and be counted. And if we finish up having to cancel it, well, so be it. But
well, the SANFL kicked off too, Rick, hey, on the weekend, I
exactly.
see.
Exactly.
Doubleheader at Adelaide Oval. Not too sure what the crowd was five, I think.
Well,
was it 5,000?
Yes, they were expecting a lot more than that, I think.
Yeah, they would have, but I think it was capped at 5,000.
Oh,
so,
was it?
Yeah, I think I think so. But yeah, so...
Well, there we go. There's local footy and SANFL. Now, Phil, be honest with me. How do you reckon the AFL is travelling?
Different game, isn't it? A real different game.
It's a different
low
game.
Low scoring and it's scrappy. And I know you're going to say it, but I heard it on the Fox Footy there. 69 tackles and not one free. One holding the ball.
Well, it's interesting, and there's nothing worse than mentioning your own columns and things. But way back on June the 17th, I actually wrote in my column, quote, "Obviously, I must have missed the announcement saying that there is no longer a holding the ball rule." Now, Alistair Clarkson, who I have all the respect in the world for, I actually do believe he is the best coach in the AFL. As you've just mentioned, evidently, Hawthorn had 69 tackles.
Oh, it was Hawthorn. Yeah, I didn't know what club it was. Yeah.
69 tackles and did not receive one free kick.
You'd think there'd be a couple holding the balls
well,
in there.
Well, out of 69. Yeah. And that's his argument. And that's why I felt when I wrote my bit, because all it has become is a game of scrimmages.
Mm.
I mean, there is no free-flowing football. How about that for alliteration?
You say that.
I won't. But, I mean, it is just shocking to watch.
Yep.
And as a consequence, you've only got to look at the another game that was played at the weekend, the Geelong-Melbourne game. MCG, not a drop of rain, beautiful day, lack of wind. The score's 2 goals each at half time. I mean,
you think, I better not say it. Yeah. What would he have been watching? I mean, it's soccer.
Well,
isn't it?
That's right. I mean, we Aussie rules dyed in the wool complain about soccer not scoring enough. Well, I mean, we have just gone so far into the defensive mode. But I think it's interesting that Clarkson has claimed there's nothing wrong with the rules. There's heaps wrong with the umpiring interpretation.
Okay. So he's sort of saying, putting it back onto the umpire. So,
well, he's saying that surely out of 69, there's got to be a couple of holding the balls.
So look at how hot they were a couple of years back. It was just, you'd only just pick that agate up and you were tackled, you were gone.
That's right.
You know, and now all of a sudden it seems to be, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's still got the ball, and no, play on. You know,
and they just drop the ball.
Yeah,
they don't do. I mean,
it certainly has changed, and the whole game seems to have changed.
Well, the sad thing is, I think that it's changed for the worse because you've got to have some degree of spectacle.
Yeah,
I mean, Clarkson went on in his press conference and said there was not one. He was as critical of Hawthorn as he was North Melbourne. He said there was not one interesting thing happened in that game.
Mm.
Yep. And my argument would be is that the only reason that this fiasco of the first four rounds has survived is that the spectacle of the game is shocking and it's been saved purely by some of the games being close.
Yep, yep.
And that doesn't make them good games.
No, because a close game necessarily isn't a good game.
That's right.
It's a close game.
That's right. And my theory is that because no one's scoring, the game has to be closer.
Yeah.
Because you know,
that's right.
It's 5 goals yeah, to seven, yeah. or two goals only, to two, or
you can be 5 goals to two, and you, well, you're only 3 goals up. Exactly. You know, so you know it's a close game.
Exactly.
But if it's you know a high scoring game, well, you can be I can see your point.
I, to be honest, other than the Port games, because I'm a Port supporter.
Oh, are you again?
Yeah, I'm back on the bandwagon
because they're on the top of the table.
Kenny Hinkley, best coach I've ever seen.
Yeah. What about Charlie Dixon?
Oh.
He is on fire.
I've been telling you for a long time.
No, you haven't. I've been a Charlie fan. And I've sort of, you know, supported him through his bad times. And he's had a fair few of them. But by hell, he's playing some good football now.
Well, I will admit, and I think you will concede that I have said this occasionally, that life hasn't been made easier for Charlie in the past because of the delivery of the ball. Yep. From the midfield. Now, at the present time, the ball's coming in. The kids, the young ones, are leaving some space for him to run into.
Yep.
And, I mean, he's taken more grabs and kicked more goals.
Yes, he's leading the Coleman.
He is.
but Port's game has changed. He is leading from the square this year, Rick. He's not running from half-forward flank and trying to mark over his head like he has for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
And their plan is a lot better game plan there.
Oh, it is.
Because I saw Pau Pepper run into the fullback and somebody, I think it was Ebert, ran into the fullback. And that just gave Charlie that little bit of leeway to get, you know, that half a metre in front, you know.
Yep.
And it's smart play on their part.
I think the other thing that there's a subtlety to it, and I'm wondering whether they're going to get to a point where they interpret the rules again differently. But I think Marshall's playing a big role there because, you know, I think it first was invented in basketball and then netball followed, but blocking's in the game.
Yeah, yeah, that's what, he done it and Powell Pepper done it. It was Marshall and Powell Pepper. And they sort of ran into him, you know, sort of half a block type thing. Yeah. But they got away with it, you know, it was just sort of a, So anyway, it will change. Because it's not a Victorian club on top.
Correct. Not a Victorian club second or third either. I mean, a big test. As I said earlier in one of the programs, I haven't jumped on the Port bandwagon until they've beaten West Coast and Brisbane. And
Brisbane will be hard because it's up there
too. They've done West Coast and did it pretty comfortably, and this will be the big test. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see how the game's played, whether Port still have the ability to keep that forward line
open and let Charlie have a run. Do you have a joke, Rick?
Oh, I have got a joke for you. It's a great joke, actually.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The producer.
Well, we're on the football. Is it a football joke?
It certainly is. Your Honour, I know I was speeding, but gee, I was only trying to get to the club training on time, Tex replied. Did you make it? The judge asked. Yes, Tex beamed. Who do you play for? The Crows. Case dismissed. This man can't be punished again.
Oh, yeah. Well, punished at the moment.
Well.
Bottom of the table.
Don't
look a rabble.
Oh, but isn't it interesting how the local interpretation, I watched a bit of that game. Third quarter, Tech's got a couple of goals. The Crows
He was walking on water then, though, wasn't he?
But the amazing thing is that they said, oh, you know, they've shown glimpses. I watched the coach say all these sorts of things.
Yep.
He forgets that they played just as badly in the last quarter as they did first two.
They
did.
Yeah, they had one little quarter there, didn't they? I was driving home from wherever I was coming from, and I was listening to it on the radio, and they came back within what was it, 3 goals or 2 goals or something? Yeah. And
But they also forget that they did come back. Correct, you're absolutely on the money, but only because that the opposition had kicked about 20 points by half time.
Yeah, 10-23 they kicked.
Yeah.
I would think Gibbs is finished, would you?
Well,
I mean, he can't make that side now. You'd think his career is probably at the crossroads, wouldn't
it? Well, you know, I think we and our listeners know all the rumours that have been associated with him, but given the state of the team and its performance, as you've just said, if he can't make it under those conditions, because surely as long as they've got his sort of off-field behaviour reasonably controlled, I mean, they should be judging him on his football ability. Now, if his football ability is
big, high-priced recruit for a 3 or 4 year deal they gave him, and they're going to only get a dozen games out of him, I think.
Well, amazing.
We'll have to leave that
now. Home. Well, I think we can just briefly. Okay. What I just want to sort of
15 minutes gone. Yeah, Rick.
I just want to briefly mention that I believe the AFL is incredibly inconsistent in that they've done a lot about trying to straighten out head-high tackles, front-on tackles, and yet they let rugby scrums before the game start with GWS and Bulldogs, then at three-quarter time and all in brawl. Maybe we'll talk more about it next show. But, I mean, that is just bad look to the game.
Yeah. Rick, I do want you to quickly read that little piece out of the paper you found, which is a cracker, I reckon.
I honestly think this is...
Yeah, I loved
probably
it.
As good as it's been this season.
Yep.
Classic comment from Owen in the Advertiser recently. Quote, Port Adelaide Power has had an easy run. It's beaten the bottom three teams and played teams lower on the ladder every game.
Really?
Fantastic reply comes from Joe the day after. Of course Port Adelaide Power has only beaten teams lower on the ladder, Owen. Because that's everyone else.
I think that's a pretty good way to finish.
It is.
That's a ripper. But we will go into that a bit more next show, Rick.
Okay.
Because we are well and truly over time.
We are. All right. Until next time, this is Rick.
This is Phil.